a guy who could be on the verge of bringing the Thunder is, you ready for this name? Remember this guy? John Durham. John Durham. You're like, Vince, don't tease me. I'm not trying to tease you. I'm just telling you what we're finding out here. John Durham, the special counsel who was appointed during the Trump administration by Bill Barr to scrutinize the Russia investigation, well, he's set to drop some news this week in the form of an indictment, according to the New York Times. For more on what that looks like, who John Durham is going after, and how important this story is, we turn to a guy who follows it really closely. It's Chuck Ross. He's an investigative reporter at the Washington Free Beacon. Chuck, good afternoon to you.
Hey, Vince. Thanks for having me.
So this indictment, it sounds to me, based on the coverage, like the clock is running out to secure it, that the statute of limitations is about to end, so John Durham has no time to waste.
Yeah, exactly. So the backstory is that, according to the New York Times, Durham is set to seek an indictment on a guy named Michael Sussman, not a household name, but he was one of the lawyers who worked for the Hillary Clinton campaign and the DNC back in 2016. So we're almost 5 years now from that, and that's the statute of limitations on the particular crime that Durham is investigating. It's ending. The statute of limitations is ending this week, supposedly. So what he's looking into is whether or not this lawyer for the DNC, Michael Sussman, lied to the FBI when he was basically shopping opposition research about the Trump campaign all over town. He was giving it to journalists, the State Department, and also to the FBI. And the allegation is that he may have lied to an FBI lawyer when he was shopping this information around. So Durham has long been looking into how Clinton operatives disseminated all this, you know, now debunked information about collusion. And he's been looking for evidence of any, you know, lies to the FBI or any conspiracies to, you know, basically defraud the government with that information.
Now, off the top of my head, one of the only guys who's been indicted here that I'm aware of is the guy who pled guilty. It was that FBI lawyer, Kevin Kleinsmith, who basically he had explicitly altered an email to suggest that Carter Page had not been helpful to the United States government in the past by working with the CIA. He altered the email to suggest that Carter Page had not been a source when of course, the CIA had conveyed to the FBI that he had indeed been a source. But that was okay. So that was an FBI lawyer, again, not high profile. Now we find out about another guy, Michael Sussman. This is now we're into the law firm Perkins Coie that was working on behalf of Hillary Clinton. We're now moving closer to Hillary Clinton with these charges.
Yeah. That to me is the biggest significance. I was surprised to see that Michael Sussman was in the crosshairs on this, mainly because he's a lawyer. You know, there's a lot of protections and a lot of leeway that lawyers are granted on you know, when dealing with the government. But the previous charge, although Kevin Kleinsmith was himself an FBI lawyer, but it's kind of a different thing. He wasn't representing a client. But Kleinsmith was charged last year. So this is the first activity that we've really seen from Durham in more than a year. People, conservatives, President Trump have all kind of started losing faith in Durham.
Yeah.
But this development, if the indictment does come down, is, in my opinion, a really significant development, not only because it gets closer to the Hillary orbit there, but also, you know, it suggests that Durham is still going hard at it. He's still, conducting his investigation. And if he's willing to charge a lawyer with making false statements to the FBI, it tells me that Durham is, you know, very serious about the investigation.
This law firm, Perkins Coie, is of course known for its work with Democrats. The guy who's probably the most famous in that law firm is a guy called Mark Elias, who was Hillary Clinton's lawyer working for the Clinton campaign. Was actually their election lawyer as well. So in each of those states, as Donald Trump and his team and Rudy Giuliani were challenging some of the results in elections across the country, on the other side was Mark Elias throughout. But yeah. Elias left Perkins Coie very recently. He departed. Do we have any reason to believe that it's associated with this Durham investigation?
You know, I have no insight into whether it was, but I mean, the timing is definitely very, very interesting to say the least. Elias has been with Perkins Coie for years and years, and then now all of a sudden, as Durham is closing in on Perkins Coie, he jumps ship and forms his own law firm. Now, the great irony here is that Elias is like, he's a champion to the left. You know, he's on MSNBC all the time, you know, accusing Republicans of undercutting election integrity and things like that. But
yes,
the truth is that Elias, along with Sussman back in 2016, you know, they paid political operatives, Christopher Steele and Fusion GPS. They hired these guys to essentially, they hired them and then they, you know, fabricated or came up with the false collusion allegation and passed it all over Washington, D.C. to journalists, again, to the FBI, you know, in an attempt to make it seem like the Trump campaign was in cahoots with Russia.
Right.
And if you look at that, you know, kind of a big picture view, that definitely, they at least attempted to undercut the integrity of the election and sway
yes.
The results of the election. So,
these are operatives,
you know, it's a bit of hypocrisy.
These are operatives who are trying to fraudulently weaponize the power of the United States government against their political opponent. And that has been proven over and over and over again, but few to no practically charges of any importance related to that abuse of the power that the people have vested in our government and the way it was used. And now this guy, Michael Sussman, again, as you mentioned, he's a partner at Perkins Coie. He's a former federal prosecutor. He's speaking to the FBI in 2016, alleging suspicious behavior on the part of the Trump campaign, working with the Russians, planting these seeds of collusion. So as I understand it, Chuck Ross, in this New York Times report, what Durham is hanging his hat on is that Sussman lied to the FBI agent by claiming that he wasn't representing any client when he was passing this information along to the FBI. On what basis would Durham know that he was lying?
From the New York Times report and actually testimony from the FBI General Counsel, James Baker, Sussman said, you know, he just kind of went in with this information about a possible link between Trump's organization and a bank in Russia. The FBI later found out who Perkins Coie was working for. And these Sussman and others did not disclose up front that they were working for the Clinton campaign and the DNC.
Yes.
So essentially what, you know, the significance of that, taking aside whether or not that's a crime to not disclose that, you know, one of the big hanging points of Russiagate was, you know, when did the FBI find out that the Clinton campaign was behind, it was spreading all this dirt about, you know, the Trump campaign. And so this lawyer for Clinton, you know, hides the ball quite a bit. He doesn't, you know, he wants to make it seem as if, you know, he's independently providing information about collusion to the FBI.
Right.
While at the same time, like four or five other people are also giving information to the FBI. It makes, you know, if he says that he's working for the Clinton campaign, it makes it, you know, the FBI might not take it as seriously. They'd realize that, hey, this is political shenanigans. We're not going to investigate this.
Sure.
But if he kind of doesn't say he's working for Clinton, then, you know, the FBI might take it a little bit more seriously.
Now, it's conceivable, you know, that two attorneys at a law firm could, you know, not represent the same client. Of course, Perkins Coie is a big law firm. You know, Mark Elias could work for the Clintons, and then Sussman could work for somebody else or not work for the Clintons at all. But what's happening here, obviously, you know, you look at the company and you say, okay, you have to be suspicious on that basis, especially given the interests involved. Like, this information being pushed to the FBI would hurt the political opponent of a client of Perkins Coie. So you obviously have to get suspicious on that basis. But here the New York Times report goes even deeper, Chuck Ross. They say internal billing records Mr. Durham is said to have obtained from Perkins Coie show that when Mr. Sussman logged certain hours as working on the Alpha Bank matter, though not the meeting with Mr. Baker, he billed the time to Mrs. Clinton's 2016 campaign. In other words, Perkins Coie's own records show that Sussman was billing the Clinton campaign for work that he was doing for them.
Yeah, yeah. Reading that article, what Sussman and Perkins Coie seem to be trying to claim, and it's really, honestly, a pretty laughable claim, is that they had this firewall between, you know, the work they were doing for Clinton and then the work they were doing investigating, you know, cyber links between Trump,
yes,
Trump's company, and Russia. I mean, it strains credibility to think that that Perkins Coie happened to have two clients, random, you know, that didn't know about each other,
right?
That were interested in the same topic, you know. So yeah, it very much looks like, and Michael Sussman's webpage on his lawyer page, you know,
yes,
says he worked for Hillary Clinton's campaign and the DNC. So I mean,
so the evidence is there, yeah.
Yeah, so it's we'll have to wait and see what argument they actually put forward if and when the indictment comes down. Now we've said all this. Now you guys are in Washington D.C., which relies on the citizens of Washington D.C. Are they going to actually return an indictment?
Right.
Against, you know, a Democrat. I'm holding my, you know,
yes,
I'm not holding my breath for, you know, I'm not taking it to the bank that that's actually going to happen.
Although, Democrats like their chances in Washington, D.C. with a D.C. jury. That's right. So, but there's the other,
absolutely,
there's something else to think about here, Chuck Ross. You know, remember, throughout the Trump administration, anytime some random Trump official came under the sights of the FBI, came under investigation, and you began to see an indictment's coming for, you know, a campaign finance violation, take your pick. What would always follow on is sort of hysterical MSNBC, CNN coverage suggesting that this person was about to flip, that they were going to give us somebody deeper in the campaign, somebody more consequential, that Trump himself was going down. In fact, remember the phrase was, the walls are closing in. Now, imagine that was a story that had no meat on the bone. There was no evidence of collusion whatsoever between the Trump campaign and the Russians. It proved over and over, including in the Mueller investigation. But now we're talking about a story that has a tremendous amount of meat on the bone. Do you envision a scenario where Sussman flips on anybody?
I wouldn't bet that he would, mainly because he's so well protected. Honestly, I'm guessing he's not only a lawyer at a very prominent firm. I mean, there are certain things that they can limit the legal liability, I would think, from spreading too far beyond,
yes,
Michael Sussman.
Yes.
So just kind of looking at it, a realistic viewpoint, I don't see him flipping on anyone, but that doesn't mean that there are not a ton of valid questions about, we still don't know what Hillary actually knew about the operation to take
down,
right, Trump, or who. Here's another little wrinkle to this. John Podesta, who was the chairman of Clinton's campaign, you know, he claimed in testimony to the House that he was not aware at all of, like, the Steele dossier when it was going on, although he didn't know about information from it. He just didn't know that there was.
He was a completely report. I was a completely incompetent campaign manager is what he claimed to Congress.
Yeah. And Mark Elias, the Perkins Coie partner who commissioned the dossier, happened to be Podesta's lawyer in his deposition.
Wow.
But he did,
yeah,
not speak up and say, hey, yeah, we actually did this.
Yeah,
he just stayed quiet. And
well,
he's a
breaking
lawyer.
News.
He's a good lawyer.
Yeah, breaking news now, Chuck. I'm just seeing crossing the wires here. Hillary Clinton and her entire team have been granted immunity. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, wow.
I'm just kidding. No, that's not true. But it does sound true. It probably is true, actually. But we're gonna have to leave it up to guesswork for now. Chuck Ross,
yeah,
thank you from the Free Beacon. Great work as always, and thanks for breaking that down for us.
Thanks, Vince.